Hey, welcome to the Crossing Church podcast. You're about to listen to a message from one of our recent meetings, which we trust will bless you. If you're wanting to know more about The Crossing, you can follow us on our social channels or visit thecrossing.org.za. Now lean in and be encouraged by Jesus as you hear his word for you today. You can also drop us a mail at forhim@thecrossing.org.za. The Crossing Church, Christ in us, Christ through us.
The first thing we're going to do is we're actually going to start off with scripture. So if you can turn to Romans 1 verse 20. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky through everything God made. They can clearly see his visible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. I normally work in the children's section, and I know that one of my gifting is children, but what God has placed in my heart, what I'm so passionate about, is sharing the gospel. And specifically, sharing it with women, sharing it with children, and teaching people how to share the gospel by using simple, ordinary, everyday objects. Okay. So that's what I want to do tonight. I'm going to go into a lot more detail than what you would need to do. But the reason behind it is that I want to show you that everything I do tonight comes from Scripture. So if you do decide to share this with your friends or your children even, that you know it comes from sound scripture. You don't have to go and check it all out. I want to show you exactly where it comes from. You know, and part of me, the passion and the why I'm so passionate about this, why it's so real to me, is that we face temptation every single day of our lives. Our kids face temptation every single day. I want us to be able to face temptation head on. I want us to look at ordinary, everyday objects and see Jesus. Doesn't matter what it is, whether they're sitting at a restaurant and their friends tell them, come on, try this drink. I wouldn't want them to be able to sit and look at the salt cellar and see Jesus. I want us to be in situations where we could look at a plant and strike up a conversation with a person we don't even know and spread the gospel. So, why? You see, the gospel is such an amazing thing. It can be made so simple that we can share it with children. And yet it is made so powerful that it can bring a strong man to his knees. So today I'm going to show you one of the ways that you can share the gospel using a tea bag. We all drink tea. Who drinks tea? Just put your hands up. Okay. Okay. So we all drink tea. And our lives are like tea bags. If you go to the shops and you, let's start off again. Let's go next one to Psalms 139, verse 13 to 14. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knitted me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How we know it. When you go to the shops and you're looking to buy tea, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to look for the one that catches your eye. So we normally look at the packaging and we look and we think, gee, that one looks good. Okay. And if you look, this particular tea I've got here, it's really pretty. I mean, it's yellow, it's got flowers on it, and it looks good. I mean, each individual tea bag is wrapped up here. It is packaged really, really well. And that's kind of how we package our lives. You see, I used to be one of these people where I used to, when I first had kids, I would look at these moms and I'd go, oh my gosh, how do you do it? Like, why can't I be so organized? What's wrong with my baby? Why is it not sleeping through the night like everyone else's babies? Why? Like, but I would look at all this stuff around me and I used to compare myself to it. Until one day a lady came to me and she said to me, how do you do it? And I was like, do what? What have I done? Like, really? She's like, your kids are so well behaved. Same thing. I was like, do you know my kids? The little ones? Like, and she said, you're so happy all the time. You've got an amazing husband. And she said, like, how do you do it? How do you keep your life so organized? And I realized in that moment that she was comparing what she knew about what she didn't know about me. She knew nothing about me, and yet she was comparing it. And I mean, you just have to take one look at Facebook. That's what Facebook is all about. If an alien landed and looked at Facebook, they would think every single person on earth is happy, is got wonderful children, and is always on holiday. Okay? Like, that's what we look on Facebook. And then our first reaction is, what's wrong with us? Why did we never go on holiday? Like, come on. We compare what we don't know about ourselves to, or what we do know about ourselves to what we don't know about others. But God knows. God sees what we hide from the world. God sees our hearts. And you know what the most amazing or crazy thing is about that? Is that even though he sees it, he still loves us. He still loves us. Let's go to the next scripture, please. We're going to be jumping a bit tonight, but as I said to you, I want to show you that that this is not from me, that this is from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. So we are Christ's ambassadors. Christ is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. I'm going to read that again. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. The next thing I want you to notice on the tea bag we look at is the label. Although the packaging is beautiful, we need to know we're buying the right tea. Okay. Brad spoke so beautifully this morning about the adulterous woman. Look at me, even we've labeled her. The adulterous woman. We live in a world where we use labels. We place labels on everything. And the world loves labels. We even place labels on ourselves. I'm too fat. I can't do it. Imagine you said to a child every single day, you are so lazy. They will grow up thinking that they're lazy. We place so much value in labels that a lot of the teenagers nowadays don't want to take the labels off their clothes. They want people to see what it is and how much it costs, because that's how they identify themselves. That's what they think makes them special. There's one thing I want you to remember, or I want you to ask yourself, who do people see when they look at you? What is your label that you wear every single day? Is it Jesus? Is it money? What is it? Because as it says here in 2 Corinthians, we speak for God. We are his ambassadors. Do people see Jesus when you walk into a room? Or do you have to open your mouth to show him? There's a beautiful little picture that I use with the kids. It's a little boy, and he's all grumpy, and he's sitting like this. And it says, God does not make mistakes. Or the other version is, God does not make rubbish. You are worth something. Do not focus on the labels the world has placed on you, but focus on what your King has said and what He has labeled you. You know, it's an insult to think that God would send His one and only Son to die for a mistake. Right, the next scripture we're going to look at is Romans 8, verse 38. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angel nor demons, neither our fear for today or our worries about tomorrow. Not even the power of hell can separate us from God's love. That's amazing, guys. Hey, that's truly amazing. Back to the tea bag. Unfortunately, this string represents Satan. We live, as we said, in a fallen world. And without Jesus, we are his toys. Okay, strings knot, strings tie, strings... Oh. But God knew that, and he had a plan. So he sent his Son to die on the cross for us. And in doing so, he severed Satan's hold on us. He broke sickness. He broke bondage. And he freed us. Freed us for him. Now, generally on every tea bag, you'll see that there's a tiny little staple, or the rope is tied in. So tight, unfortunately. Really tied in. And when you pull out the rope, it makes this tiny little hole. See, that represents the holes in Jesus' hands when he was nailed to the cross. And he was nailed to the cross for you and for me. And when he did that, first of all, he didn't stay there. He was risen. But why did he do that? You see, he loved us so much. He loved us so, so much. If you take a tea bag and you dip it into water, the water always changes color. There is not a tea bag out there that will leave the water the same color. It changes it to brown, it changes it to yellow, it changes it to green, it changes it all funny things. But it always changes the water. Because we are full of sin, we will never be pure. No matter how hard we try, we will never, ever be pure. We will always change that water. So when Jesus died on the cross for us, he removed our sin. He made us pure. And he took our sin, the yucky stuff that we have inside of us, and he said that I will remove it as far as the east is from the west. And in doing so, he purified us. And he will continue to work in us. See, if you read Psalms 103, verse 12, he has removed our sin as far from us as the east is from the west. It's gone. He died on the cross for us. He died so that he could remove it, take all that bad stuff away. And then he rose again on the third day. We do not serve a God that is dead. We serve a Jesus that is alive today. He's alive and he is working. And he didn't just die and rise again and leave us. He said, no, he's not doing that. But he did say, it's better that I go so I can send someone down. And our last scripture that I want us to look at is Acts 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You see, as I said, Jesus didn't leave us alone. He sent the Spirit down, and the Spirit gives us great gifts to do God's work so we can bring him glory. That one day we'll be taken up to heaven. Or He will come down and he will fetch us. So I'm going to end off, as I said to you, this gospel that we have is an amazing, amazing thing. There is really no excuse. We go back to Romans verse 1. I'm just ending off with that same scripture that we started off with, Romans 1 verse 20, where it says here, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." Guys, you don't need, well you should, but you don't need to carry the Bible around with you and when you meet someone you've never known, pull it out and start reading from it. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. And you need to be willing. Open up your hearts. There are so many people out there that don't know him. Or they don't know the truth about him. And that's our job. We've been tasked with that. To go forth and to spread the good news. To everyone we meet. This is a tea bag. A tea bag, guys. There's really, really no excuse. Owen sat today in the car and he said to us, he said, "Mom, first of all, I call it eggy bread, but most of you know it as French toast." Okay, just to clear that up straight away. Just, I don't explain to kids French toast like they really. So as we've named it eggy bread, and he sat in the car and he said, "Mom, you know what? Our lives are like eggy bread." And I was like, okay. And he said, "And Jesus is like the honey. You see, when you accept Jesus in your life, he can soak into you." And I was like, wow. I was like, "Where did you hear this?" And he said, "Oh no, I just made it up now." He's 7, turning 8. And he's looking at objects. Come, guys. Let's go out there. Thank you, guys.